College English Test, Band 4, Part 2, Listening Comprehension, Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question,You must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
News Report 1. Workers in Paris begin removing large sections of damaged false work from the exterior of Notre Dame Cathedral this week.The false work had initially been placed on the church's old tip for renovation, but it was caught in a 2019 fire disaster that destroyed the tip and roof. Construction on the historic church began in 1163 and finished in 1345. The cathedral's partial destruction saddened thousands throughout France. In all,The workers are said to remove around 200 tons of the false work. Some pieces are thought to have melted together in areas because of the heat of the fire. French President Emmanuel Macron had proposed in 2019 to rebuild the church in 5 years. Work is planned to begin this March. The rope workers will swing from tube to tube to cut up the false work.It is an extremely complicated, very delicate operation that has been prepared for months. According to the Reuters report, church officials are aiming to open it for mass by 2024 when the city is scheduled to host the Olympics.
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard.Question 1. What happened to Notre Dame Cathedral in 2019? Question 2. What did French President propose to do in 2019?News Report 2. Officials in Mississippi are preparing for what could be one of the most disastrous floods in the state's history. As days of heavy downpours, people fear that a river in the state capital of Jackson will continue to swell beyond its banks and threaten the homes of thousands of people. Flooding has already begun to affect across parts of Jackson and the surrounding areas, and state and federal officials are working to contain the severity of the flooding in the face of additional rainfall expected in the days ahead. Mississippi Gov. Tate Reeves declared a state of emergency Saturday, and officials have been releasing water from a local water reserve.Which was approaching capacity, in order to reduce downstream flooding and allow residents more time to seek shelter. The rain has given way to sunny conditions and clear skies in central Mississippi, but Reeves warned residents in low-lying areas not to assume the flooding risk has passed. Do not let that lure you into a false sense of hope.Reeves said at a press conference on Sunday morning, "The flooding has not faded away," he said.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 3. What is the news milling talking about? Question 4. What did reefs warn residents to do in low-lying areas? News Report 3. Paradise tree snakes, known as flying snakes, normally live in the trees of South and Southeast Asia. There, they cruise along tree branches, and sometimes, to get to the ground or another tree, they'll launch themselves into the air and move down at an angle. They wave their winding bodies as they move smoothly through the air. And it turns out that these special movements are what let these footless creatures make such remarkable flights. That's according to some new research in the journal Nature Physics that involved putting motion capture tags on 7 snakes and then filming them with high-speed cameras as the snakes flew across a giant 4-story-high theater. How far they can go really depends on how high up they are when they jump, says Jake Socha at Virginia Tech, who has studied these snakes for almost a quarter century. He recalls that one time he watched a snake start from about 30 feet up and then land nearly 70 feet away. It was really a very impressive flight, Socha recalls.
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 5. Where do paradise tree snakes normally live in? Question 6. How do paradise tree snakes make remarkable flights? Question 7. What can determine how far paradise tree snakes can go? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear 4 questions. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1. What kind of movie do you like?
Well, my favorite types are actually science fiction and horror.
What was the last movie you watched, do you remember?
The last movie I watched was a science fiction. It was called The Shape of Water. It's actually a love story about a doorkeeper and a merman.
A merman?
It's a human-like manfish. I don't want to give away too much of the story, but this doorkeeper is working at this underground government facility. She cleans the floors next to this giant fish tank. She never knows actually what's inside. But one day, this merman comes up to the glass and she sees him. She instantly falls in love. The beautiful part is that he can't speak. But the beautiful part is she's actually deaf. She can't hear. So this beautiful, amazing relationship kind of blossoms from them. She teaches him sign language. Oh, it's unbelievable. I recommend it.
It's like a modern version of Romeo and Juliet, yeah? What about horror movies?
I actually like this movie called It. It's based on a book written by this horror author, Stephen King. Maybe you've heard of Stephen King.
Oh, yes, yes. He's a famous writer.
It's about this alien that comes to this town and takes a form as a cloud every 65 years. He wakes up from his deep sleep and he's hungry because he needs to eat. He takes his form as cloud and terrorizes this town every 65 years. I'm not going to tell you the ending, of course.
Okay, I'm not a big fan of horror movies.
Alright. Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. What kinds of movie does a man like? Question 9. What does the movie The Shape of Water tell about? Question 10. Where is the doorkeeper walking? Question 11. In what circumstance this alien come to this town?
Conversation 2. Todd, I heard you're from San Francisco.
That's right. Yeah, I was born there and I lived in the city for many years.
Cool. What is the most interesting thing about your city?
Well, San Francisco has many interesting things, but the most interesting thing is probably the architecture. There's lots of very unique buildings, and the most unique building is probably the Transamerica building. It's a building like a pyramid. It's nice.
Well, that's really cool. What is the most expensive area in San Francisco?
Well, it is very, very expensive. The most expensive area is a place called Pacific Heights. And it's on the highest hill in San Francisco, and it overlooks the bay. It's a really, really beautiful place. That area by far has the best views of the city.
What is the most beautiful place in San Francisco?
Well, actually, the most beautiful place is outside the city. It's a place called Muir Woods, and it has the tallest trees in the world. And some of these trees are really old. They are the oldest trees in North America. Some of them are over 2,000 years old.
Wow, it sounds like some place I would like to see. If I wanted to go there, when is the best time to visit?
Well, the best time is probably in the fall because that's when the weather is the nicest. It's not too cold and it's not too hot, and it doesn't rain that much.
Okay, thanks a lot. Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What can we know about the man? Question 13. What is the most interesting thing about your city? Question 14. What does the man say about Pacific Heights? Question 15. When is the best time to visit Newark Woods?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear three or four questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Tech companies Twitter and Facebook captured headlines with announcements about permanent work from home last week. And thousands of employees will permanently give up their commutes for home offices. It's all about the money. Saving money is always an attractive proposition for businesses, especially these days. And that's likely to drive the shift to remote work, according to Cage Lister, who consults with companies on the future of work as president of Global Workplace Analytics. One potential change: demand for commercial real estate falls due to the growth of remote work and the reality of a painful economic downturn. Other major companies, such as the investment bank Barclays and oil maker Mondelez International, also expect to use less real estate as more employees work from home. Nationwide says costs will be significantly lower with so many employees working from home instead of offices. And it intends to return the savings to customers in lower premiums. And workers can bank between $2,500 and $4,000 a year working remotely half-time. But remote work all the time isn't popular with either bosses or workers. And that seems to be the prevalent view for both management and employees. A Global Workplace Analytics survey says the sweet spot for workers is split in the week between home and office.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What did Twitter and Facebook announce last week? Question 17. What is the result of the growth of remote work? Question 18. What is a popular belief towards remote work all the time? Passage 2. One trick to getting kids to like their vegetables is simply to keep offering them a variety of veggies, especially when they are younger than 1 year old, and at their most receptive, a new study suggests. The results showed that the more frequently a particular vegetable was offered to children, the more they tended to like it. Children's enjoyment of vegetables was not related to preparation methods. The researchers also found children aged 6 to 12 months were reported by their mothers as liking vegetables more than 2 and 3 year olds. When children reach 1 year old, they start to reject novel foods. The researchers said, high fruit and vegetable consumption has been linked to decreased risk of developing diseases, including certain cancers, heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. The World Health Organization recommends people consume at least 400 grams of fruits and vegetables every day. The US government recommends people eat 9 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. On average, children had been offered an average of 17 of the 36 vegetables that researchers asked about in the survey. None of the children had been introduced to all vegetables. The results also revealed some cultural differences in how mothers prepared vegetables. For example, French mothers tended to steam and stewed vegetables, rather than prepare them in other ways.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What can be linked to children's liking of a vegetable? Question 20. What can children benefit from eating more fruits and vegetables? Question 21. What could influence the ways mothers prepared vegetables? Passage 3. In times of intense stress, people sometimes let out their anxiety with a scream. And a new study suggests that plants might do the same. Unlike human screams, however, plant sounds are too high frequency for us to hear them, according to the research, which was posted December 2nd on the BioArchive database. But when researchers from Tel Aviv University in Israel placed microphones near stressed tomato and tobacco plants, the instruments pick up the crop's screams from about 4 inches away. Animals and plants might listen and react to the silent screams of plants. And perhaps humans could too, with the right tools in hand, the authors added. The idea that sounds that drought-stressed plants make could be used in precision agriculture seems feasible. If it is not too costly to set up the recording in a field situation, said Annie Vischer, a fellow in the Department of Comparative Plant and Fungal Biology at the Royal Botanic Gardens in the UK. Like animals, plants respond to stress in a variety of ways. Studies suggest that plants may give off smelly chemical compounds or change their color and shape in response to drought and bites from hungry animals. Animals seem to recognize and respond to these stress signals from plants, And even other plants appear to pick up on these things from their nervous neighbors.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22. What does the new study suggest? Question 23. Why don't we hear plant sounds? Question 24. What did any visual say about sounds made by drought-stressed plants? Question 25. What may plants do in